It's over.
Game over.
Game over, man.
It's over.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show.
Give me the postgame.
On the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Charlie Remeliotis.
Well, the Blackhawks fall to 0-4 in the preseason after losing to the Minnesota Wild 7-2 tonight at XL Energy Center. We're going to go back to Minnesota and bring in our pal, Troy Murray. Troy, it was a decent first period. It was really just the second period where things unraveled, and then the third, by that point, the game was out of hand.
Yeah, you look at that second period, and that was the difference. Minnesota, you know, they didn't have to do anything special. They were up by a bunch, and for the Blackhawks, disappointing second and third after, you know, a pretty decent, I thought, first period where they executed a lot of plays much better. Minnesota picked up their play. Hawks not able to counter, and was in the second period, two quick goals two times where Minnesota scored. Less than a minute later, they scored again. About 5 or 6 minutes later, goal again right off the bat. So the Blackhawks need to handle those situations a little bit better, and especially with a veteran lineup there, you know that after a team scores a goal, especially when you're on the road, you have to have a really good next shift or two just to take away a little bit of the emotion away from the building and try and turn it around and get it to back even type thing. And I didn't feel that the Blackhawks managed those key moments in the game, and it gave Minnesota an opportunity to start running away with the score.
Looking at naturalstattrick.com, at even strength, the Blackhawks had only one high danger chance, and they allowed 15 of them. What could they have done better to protect the house and also generate more offense?
That was the whole game?
Correct.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I didn't think it was that bad, but 15-1, that is not good. And you know, again, some of their concerns, and Luke Richardson talked about this earlier this week, about they're not going to change a whole lot defensively. Obviously, you added some personnel and Martinez and TJ Brody to come in, and veteran guys to settle things down. He just wants better execution of how you played in your own end last year. Tonight, I thought they got scrambling around a little bit in their own end of the ice, and when they start chasing, things start to break down. They just have to stay in their end, and he had talked about, you know, when things kind of get chaotic, close it up a little bit. Everybody sink towards the middle of the ice, and then you start figuring it out from there. If you get on the outside and you allow teams to get on the inside, that happened, especially in the second period, that's when you run into some problems there. So tighten it up, let the team pass it around on the outside, and then once you get your structure, then that's when you attack again. And you got to attack not only as one person, you have to attack as five guys. If one guy jumps in the corner, the other guys have to see where the support is, where you need to kind of attack and help out the guy who's putting on pressure. What are the options for Minnesota? And I thought Minnesota did a really good job in that second period where they created some confusion, getting shots to the net, some bodies in front, some rebounds, and of course they scored two power play goals as well, so the Hawks have to clean up that sloppiness as far as undisciplined penalties.
All right, Troy, hopefully the next broadcast I do is a little bit better than the first one, because they didn't do me any favor. I've already gotten a few texts today saying that the result was my fault because I'm the new guy.
100%.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll take it.
You know, you got to own some of this.
I will. We'll be back on Friday. Troy, thanks so much. I'll bring some more positive juju.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you in the booth next to us on Friday night.
That's
at the
right.
United Center.
I mean, no glass separating us now.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. It's up to you.
We'll find out.
It might
Friday.
Be bad for me. All right. Thanks, Troy.
All right. Nice job, Charlie.
Thank you. We'll have more on the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN after this.
Gaudreau put it back in behind. Jones caught it left point. 5 seconds left. Right wing corner. Hall to Jones. High slot. Fires. Pantsave. Rebound. Score! Connor Bedard was able to put it into the back of the net. Now the green light has come on in
it's
behind
gonna count.
The Wild net.
It was on point one or point two on the clock.
Well, Connor Bedard scores his first goal of the preseason.
For every Blackhawks goal, Marquette Bank is donating $80 to a local charity to celebrate 80 years of neighborhood banking and giving back to the community. That was Connor Bedard scoring his first unofficial goal of the season. He led all skaters with 6 shots on goal. One of the lone highlights of the night for the Blackhawks, who fall to the Minnesota Wild 7-2 and remain winless in the preseason. I don't feel like piling on my first show, so I'm gonna go to a positive today. AJ Spellacy, I think it's super noteworthy that he's still around in training camp. He was drafted in the third round by the Chicago Blackhawks this past draft, and he really does have. So I don't know if many people know this story, but he is a former. He's a dual sport athlete. He grew up playing both hockey and football, and it wasn't until 2 or 3 years ago where he actually started committing full time to hockey. Typically, in his off seasons for hockey, he ended up playing football, so he never really had an opportunity to train year round. And I think the Hawks have, what, 32 players left in training camp, and he's one of them. The fact that a lot of other prospects have been sent back to their junior teams or reassigned to Rockford, and he's still sticking around, I think is noteworthy. I expect him to be sent back to juniors probably this week. But he had a quieter game, but I think he's had a really strong training camp for the Chicago Blackhawks. So I think he's someone that Blackhawks fans should get excited about, but he probably won't be here for another couple years, but definitely keep an eye on him down the road. We have more to get to on the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN, including the save of the game and our next game preview coming up next.
The other way is Hunt to center ice, crossing the Hawk line, drops it off. Here's Eriksson Ek down the left wing, fed it in front. What a save made by Kemeso on a point-blank chance from Johansson. And tic-tac-toe passing by the Wild, but Kemeso made a spectacular save right there. That's his best save.
That's tonight's Save of the Game, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at comed.com/poweringbiz. Drew Kemeso, obviously a tough night for him giving up 7 goals, but I really didn't feel like there were a ton of goals that he could have done differently. I think there were quite a few breakdowns in front, screened on one of them, went off Connor Murphy on another one. So I know that the numbers don't favor him, but he also faced 42 shots, and I think at one point shots were like 28-7 or very lopsided. So nothing Drew could have done. So we got about a week left, actually exactly a week left until opening night, and there are some training camp battles that I'm really looking forward to watching. I think most notably on the back end, we got a little bit of an update on Wyatt Kaiser. He's been out of the lineup for not practicing for the last week. The Hawks anticipate him returning to the ice soon after an unexpected issue arose during his training camp physicals, which required some invasive testing. The good news is he's been cleared to play. Everything came back negative, or whatever tests he did came back looking good. So he's good to go. And I think, depending on his availability on opening night a week from today, it's going to be interesting who starts in the 6-7 spot. Is it going to be Kevin Korchinski starting on the opening night roster? He had a difficult night tonight, and you can see why. I think Rockford would be an appealing option if the Blackhawks wanted to go that way. I think Isaac Phillips is a guy. He now has to go through waivers to get to Rockford, and I think for sure he would be claimed if the Blackhawks try to send him down there. So I feel like Isaac actually might be on the opening night roster. And then depending on Wyatt Kaiser's health, I think if Wyatt is healthy, my prediction is that Kaiser is on the opening night roster and Korchinski starts the year in Rockford. And if not, I think Korchinski and Isaac Phillips maybe man those two spots until Wyatt gets healthy. So we're in the thick of the training camp battles right now, and I think it's really going to start to crystallize, especially with the Blackhawks playing their final two preseason games on Friday and Saturday. I would expect us to get a pretty good indication or answer by the end of the week which guys are really standing out and really kind of solidifying themselves in their training camp battles. So all right, we're going to wrap up the postgame show coming up after this. We got the next game preview, and then we'll put a bow on my first show with WGN. You're listening to Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN.
Shot from the left wing side into the glove of Drew Kemeso. Drops it off for Korchinski. Hartman strips it away, put it out in front, and a shot came in from Lauko. He scores. Now that beats Kemeso over the shoulder and into the top shelf, and the Wild now lead 2-1.
The Chicago Blackhawks fall to the Minnesota Wild 7-2 at XL Energy Center. The Blackhawks sent a pretty decent lineup, too, to Minnesota, too. So this was a disappointing result. It really just unraveled in the second period. I thought the Blackhawks were... It was a pretty decent first period, I guess. And then the second period, it just got away from them. So hopefully they turn in a little bit of a better showing. I expect there to be some pretty full lineups on Friday at the United Center and then on Saturday in Milwaukee for the preseason action against the St. Louis Blues, especially as the Blackhawks try to ramp things up and try to crystallize and hone in on their opening night roster. So the Blackhawks do have the Minnesota Wild again on Friday. So that's tonight's next game preview is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. It'd be curious to see if Minnesota ends up sending a pretty full roster back to Chicago as well, because I think Minnesota, and I don't know how many preseason games they have left, but we've reached a point in the preseason where teams are really going to start sending their full rosters. And there were quite a few injuries around the NHL again tonight. Panarin, Tim Stützle, and I feel like some of that is because there are some prospects that might not even sniff the NHL that are trying to make an impression. So hopefully by that point, we'll get some full rosters. All right, Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, Circa Sports Illinois, United Airlines, and Sitco. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. Big thanks to all the help we had here at WGN Radio Studios, our production crew of Jack Heinrich and Tony DeNardis. They were led by our captain, the great Krista Flores, and of course, John Weideman and Troy Murray, who had the call from Minnesota. I'm Charlie Romeliotis. Thank you guys for taking care of me on my first broadcast. We'll talk to you on Friday.